Amen. A verse or two this morning. The precious, precious word of God. Amen. I'll start perhaps in Matthew. Amen. And read there in Matthew 16. Amen. 24. And Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is it profited a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Praise God. Amen. I'll skip Mark and we'll go all the way to Luke. And we'll read Luke's rendition of the same. Amen. And he said to them, if a man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Say that with me. Daily. Let's say it again. Daily. What's daily? Every day, Mike said. Amen. Let's say that then. Every day. This is a brand new day. Amen. And it's not hard to wear your cross on a Sunday morning. Amen. Ah, but it's a little harder on Monday. And even harder on Saturday night. Some folks have a hard time wearing the cross, bearing the cross on Friday. Take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever loses his life for my sake, save it. What is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself? Or be a cast away. You will either bear your cross today or be a cast away. Amen. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and his Father's and of the holy angels. Amen. I'll read you one more. Galatians chapter 5. This nails it to the wall, folks. Once and for all. It tells us what it means to have a cross this morning. Amen. Conditions and fulfillment. State of being. Conditions of being. Amen. They that are Christ, that state of being. They that are Christ's. They that are Christ. Let's say that together. They that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of Vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. What's that got to do with it? That has everything to do with the cross. Amen. Amen. We'll either bear the cross today. Amen. Oh, yes. Our cross. Just call it our cross. Amen. Last week we celebrated his and his resurrection. Amen. This week, 1 week after, let's talk about ours. There's a lot of people dressed up in their Sunday go-to-meeting Easter suit, Easter dress, Easter bonnet. Amen. And went to church last Sunday and forgot all about it the rest of the week. Amen. Hey, wait a minute. Amen. Jesus has borne his cross, and now it's time for us to bear ours. Amen. First step. He that would come after me, let him deny himself. Modern day Christians don't deny themselves anything. We're living in a day of a crossless Christianity. Amen. Instead of bearing a cross, they have become enemies of the cross. They say, I'm sure glad the Lord delivered me out of that old bondage. You don't get out of the bondage of the cross. You can't crawl out from under it. If you're going to be Christ, you're in it to the finish. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. First step. Self-denial. Let him deny himself. Robert E. Lee, after the Civil War was over, was on his way to take over the leadership of one of the leading universities in Virginia. Amen. And many people lined the streets. You probably read it in the Holiness Messenger. Amen. Did I read it in the Holiness Messenger, or was it one of Borum's writings where he told about how that Robert E. Lee, they lined the streets to see the hero of the Civil War, the great general that won so many battles. Amen. It seemed invincible, almost unconquerable. Amen. And many brought their babies for Robert E. Lee to bless. Amen. Upon being asked to bless a baby, he took it in his arms and looked at it and then handed it back to its mother with these words, teach him to deny himself. That would make a difference in the United States of America if we'd just do that. Teach him to deny himself. Amen. There's a generation coming up that says if it feels good, do it. Amen. If you like it, get it. No matter how deep and hock you got to go, no matter how deep and depth, don't wait. Get it. Amen. When the Bible says, he that would come after me, let him deny himself. A civilization with everything handed to them on a silver platter are totally 100% unable to accept the message of the cross. Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. First step is to deny ourselves. Amen. Listen to what the cross is for. In Galatians chapter 5, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. You know what the cross was for when Jesus bore it. How come we don't know what the cross is for when it comes our time to bear it? Amen. We got to deny ourselves if we do much for the church of the living God. We got to deny ourselves if we do much for the program of heaven. We've got to deny ourselves if we promote fellowship in the body of Christ. Amen. It's a sight. Amen. Not only can we not fellowship the Methodist and the Baptist and the Episcopalians and the Presbyterians. Amen. What if there be any other Arians that we can't fellowship? Amen. We have a hard time finding time to fellowship those that are of like precious faith. We got too many things to do. We're having too much fun and we refuse to give it up. Preachers included. Amen. Group of preachers in a convention in Washington, D.C. during the Super Bowl. Amen. And so they promised the preachers, said, we're going to tape the game and we'll play it back to you on a giant-sized screen. Amen. If you'll just attend the convention. Because they knew that most of the preachers would stay in the motel and watch the Super Bowl instead of going to church. Amen. I must tell you this morning that nothing takes precedence over the service of God. Amen. Jesus called Peter, James, and John from a legitimate occupation of fishing. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't even have a right to go fishing when a fellowship meeting's going on. We don't have a right to go fishing when revival's going on. Amen. We don't have a right to go fishing for anything but men. If we've got our priorities straight, it'll be time to fish, to put some meat on the table, and we can enjoy it in the process. Amen. Ah, but the woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have miles to go and promises to keep before I sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother King knows a man that has given him the key to his house. Amen. Down in Florida. With a 5-acre lake stocked with bass and crappie and bluegill and a little bit of everything else. And begging him to bring somebody and live in the house and make yourself at home and fish and take some time off. And he said, if you got time and you'll just stay down here, amen, we'll go up there and live in that house and we'll fish a little bit. Amen. Ah, the woods are lovely, dark and deep, praise God, but I got miles to go and promises to keep, obligations to keep, amen, before I sleep. Nothing takes precedence over the kingdom God or the service of God. The reason I say that our young men should not go out for football or basketball is because it's practice, 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 drill, 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 amen, run, run, run. Practice, practice, practice. Work out, work out, work out. They don't pay attention to whether it's Wednesday, church night, revival, amen, or Sunday. Amen. I tell you to worship their idols and fall on their face. Amen. Before their idols of sports, they throw everything aside. Amen. They say, I just got one time to be young, so I'm going to be young. And when I'm crippled and got one foot in the grave, I'll serve God. You may not make it. The cross may not be available. Praise God. When it comes time. Amen. Yes, let him deny himself and take his cross daily. Amen. Ah, yes. And he that is ashamed, shame? Ashamed? You mean the cross has shame? I'm telling you, if you're not very careful, the cross will have so much shame attached to it that you'll get an inferiority complex if you don't see the other side. Amen. If you can't see further than the cross to the glory that awaits, if you can't take that long look and you can only see the immediate reproach and sacrifice, amen, you'll never make it. Praise God. We got to take that long look and give up all. Amen. And while the rest of the world's going, amen, we can't go. And others can. But you can't. Those last say, why ain't you going out for football? Why ain't you going out for basketball? Amen. Just tell them, I've got a cross to bear. I've got a very important job to do. Let me ask you this morning, if you don't bear it, pray tell me, who's going to bear it? If you don't carry the cross, who's going to see that it's even available anymore? If you are poured in the same mold of the ordinary run-of-the-mill cookie-cutter Christian that looks and acts and talks and walks like the world, go to the same place the world, amen, stand them up between 15 denominations and you couldn't pick them out as being any different. They go to the same place, they watch the same movies, they smoke the same brand of cigarettes, amen, and they go to the same ball games, there's no difference. Nowadays, how many believe there ought to be a difference? Praise God. Oh yes, there is some shame attached to the cross. That's why it's a cross. It was a shameful death that Jesus died for you and I. The least we can do is take the cross that he's already conquered and already pulled the veil back to see the crown beyond. Oh, hallelujah. And take the cross of shame that we may share the glory of the future. Then the cross is lonely. Because here's where the crowd thins out even in church. Because you don't find very many young people that want to carry a cross. Oh, they'll go to church as long as they have to. Amen. But just as soon as they get out from under the reins, just as soon as they get away from mom and dad, just as soon as they get away from those whom they have been responsible to all these years, amen. Bert Clendenin said he was a missionary in South Vietnam. Our boys was going over there and he saw kids come in South Vietnam. Amen. Pasty still behind the ears. Right out of church, right out of Pentecostal services. Amen. And he said the devil shot them down the first night. Away from home. Amen. They couldn't take it. And so they went with the crowd. Amen. And they were strangely silent, like J.D. was when he came back from the Navy. He was strangely silent. What had happened to Jay? Amen. I was right beside him when he got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We wore each other's clothes. We could wear the same size. I kept one of his shirts long enough to wear it clear out one time. Amen. Me and Jay was buddies. Amen. It was me and him that was going to church, taking a shortcut through Charlie Ellis and Arnold Laster's field, and we didn't know about that spring branch that was growed over solid with watercress. It just looked level like the field. We saw Brother Raymond Lee Laster coming over the hill in that old Plymouth pickup. Plymouth had a pickup in 1936. You didn't know that, did you? Amen. He had a flatbed Plymouth pickup. Amen. Coming over the hill, and we was looking for a ride that last half a mile to church, and we cut off running, hoping Raymond would see us. Amen. And we got right on that spring branch, 10 or 15 feet wide, going up solid with watercress, same height of the pastor. Amen. We was already going too fast and going too far to do anything but leap as hard as we could and go as far as we could. I had one pair, amen, of the rayon trousers, gabardine trousers. Them kind that when they got wet, they got real stiff and got just a little bit shorter. Amen. And we made that big leap and landed right in the middle of that spring branch, knee deep. Amen. We didn't turn around and go home, so I got my clothes wet. Amen. When Barbara Laster turned around and said, Junior, what happened? Amen. I said, we jumped in a spring branch. Amen. We went on to church. We didn't make it to the truck, but we walked on to church. Praise God. Jay and me was buddies. But he didn't get the girl he wanted. Her mama wanted her to marry into a better class family. And J.D. was offended. And so he went to the Navy. Amen. Amen. Big mistake. Sad mistake. Amen. It's a long story. It don't end there. My God. Amen. But we was once in church together. Amen. About the second trip home on furlough, or on his trip home leave. Amen. J.D. didn't have a testimony anymore. Amen. He'd thrown it all to the four winds. He'd forsaken the cross. And he was putting on a front back home. You can't completely get away from it. Amen. But oh, he was living another life out yonder in San Diego. Amen. Another life. Amen. The cross had been ditched. It's a cross of loneliness. Amen. It's not a convenient cross. As a matter of fact, the cross never has been convenient. You heard the story about the man, his cross was inconvenient, and so he decided he'd saw some of it off, so it'd become more convenient. And he kept sawing pieces of it off until it got where it was a lot easier to carry. When he got to the end of the road, there was a giant, deep chasm to cross. And he could not cross. A voice from the other side said, lay down your cross and walk across it. It's just right to bridge the gap. But he had sawed so much off his cross that when he laid it down, it didn't even start to reach the other side. He had made his cross convenient, but it wouldn't take him through. Amen. They that are Christ's have crucified. That's condition of being Christ's. You gotta be crucified. You not only gotta take the cross, you gotta get crucified on it. Crucified what? The flesh with the affections and the lusts. Oh, what a pull this world has got. What temptations the devil is beckoning to us with. Amen. Amen. The affections must be crucified. The lust must be crucified. And we must find a whole new life, not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we'll take the cross, we can have life, because without the Spirit, there's no light, no life. Amen. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Then a whole lot of other things that bother a lot of people won't have an excuse to bother you anymore. Jealousy, envy, left out feeling, feeling of loneliness, rejection, shame. Oh, let us not be desirous of vain glory. Why? It just lasts for a while. Amen. It's vain, provoking one another. My, my, my. How we do that? Come on. Come on. Go. Everybody's doing it. You might as well do it too. It won't hurt you. Yes, it will. Amen. If you've got to leave the cross behind to do it. Amen. And envying one another. Crucified the flesh, the infections and the lust thereof. The reason for jealousy and envy is gone. You see, Saul never had occasion to be jealous of David as long as the Spirit of God and anointing was on him. But when the Spirit left him because of his own disobedience, He became jealous of David because he didn't have the Spirit himself. You'll not be jealous of nobody if you got the anointing yourself. You don't have to be jealous of nobody if you got the fire yourself. You won't be jealous of anybody if you know where you stand with God. That's what's important. Take your cross and take it daily and make your calling and election sure. Let's stand and pray. Father, I pray you touch my brothers and my sisters this morning. Challenge our hearts, O Lord God. Amen. To the cross. Not a convenient cross, but one big enough for us to die out on. Big enough for us to be crucified on. Oh, glory to God. Lord, let the cross chug in the hole and the full weight of this old flesh come down on it and die, die, die. Die out to the world. Die out to sin. Die out to criticism. Die out to shame. Die out to those that would mock and ridicule us. Die out to everything but to Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, Holly Sing. We invite you to Calvary. Make that trip, that walk. The cross is yours. It's available this morning. And there's glory just beyond. There's power just beyond. Pentecost is just a few days down the road from Calvary. Hallelujah. Glory and victory shall be mine. If I'll deny myself and take my cross, I can have the baptism of His fullness, the baptism of His love.